Well, howdy people, now here's a quick update about this femon who got 25 years in Dubai for doing drugs. First, she got her mother doing a GoFundMe and said that she's done nothing wrong ever in her whole life. Yeah, of course, by looking at this picture, she's innocent as hell. Of course, her mother might have been a bit biased. But anyway, a little bit more about this story. Apparently, there was a party at some place in Dubai she was at with her so-called friend, and I guess her boyfriend or whatever. Of course, no real reason why she was in Dubai, dressed like that. But it's not exactly a mystery, is it? And the police raided the place and found 50 grams of cocaine. And as they found cocaine in this femon's system, she admitted she took one line of cocaine. Apparently, she's never taken it before. Of course, she slipped up there usually, though, for femons. She should have said she was forced to take it. Her friend, which was a femon as well, didn't find any cocaine in her system. So this femon and the boyfriend, whoever he was, were sentenced to 25 years in jail. And her femon friend was released. And now, apparently, she's back in the UK. But it's kind of funny, isn't it? Femons are all strong and empowered, and they can do anything a man can do. That is, until they get caught. Then they don't want to take the responsibility and accountability that men do. All of a sudden, now, she's the victim. A damsel in distress. I don't know why she's playing the innocent. She freely admits she took a line of cocaine, which apparently is illegal in Dubai. She says there was only one day for the court hearing, and it was all in Arabic. Well, all I can say is they're efficient. Usually it takes months and years in other countries. And I guess this femon's kind of shocked that the rules don't apply in Dubai about the special treatment and entitlement of femons. They may get into trouble, but they are not charged like males are. They are given a slap on the wrist, maybe even some money. And they're kind of void of having to take any responsibility or accountability. And of course, every time a femon gets caught in these sort of situations, the first thing they'll try and do is throw their friend or anybody under the bus to try and save their own skin. Her mother says that the jail's conditions are terrible, so I would assume that she doesn't actually look like this anymore. I mean, even that amount of makeup must have worn off by now. I mean, the sentence itself does seem a bit harsh. It probably applies to the amount of cocaine that was found in the apartment. That sort of amount can be considered dealing, I think, not just personal use. But then I guess real equality is harsh. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And the media's kind of put it in the paper all the time because the media doesn't want femons to take responsibility or accountability either. I've only ever been to Dubai when I've done a stopover. Never actually walked about Dubai. But you know I'm getting to like the place. At least they treat a crime like a crime, no matter what their sex is. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.